Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rootscast. I'm Jeff Daverman, the creator of Root Concepts, owner of Infamous Network, and we are here discussing the ideas behind Root Concepts and how it applies to the lives of our fan base, the people that we work with, and the folks who love what we do and want to use our artwork to express themselves and succeed in their own artistic endeavors.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm here with Jeff Daverman. My name is Drew Tracy. I'm the marketing coordinator for Root Concepts and Custom Sticker Makers. And today, we haven't actually done a podcast in a little while, so we're racking our brains trying to figure out what the subject should be. And we landed on a subject that goes all the way back to the roots of what Root Concepts is and really what the original sticker was, too. The first sticker for Root Concepts was the Never Better Face, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And Jeff's actually going to recite a poem that he's recently written and performed in town here. And that poem's also all about Never Better and the philosophy around the beginnings of neverbetter.com, and then also everything that's happened since day one until now.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew, and thanks for listening, everybody. That's right, Never Better was one of our original ideas when we started the business. It was the original sticker, 001. It was the first sticker technically in the line. And the idea of Never Better is something that we have been living with for now over 20 years. And so I've never really had a chance to expand on that idea. I think there's connotations that are associated with the phrase Never Better. But like you just mentioned, I wrote a poem about it and got a chance to perform that last month. And so I'd like to go ahead and recite that poem here on the podcast, and then we can expand on some of the ideas in the poem and the history of Never Better a little bit. Without further ado, let me break it out here. This poem is called Never Better. It's never getting better. It's never been better. I had better begin by saying that it will never fit in a box, never better. It's not complex, but still a paradox, a collection, a collaboration, a manifestation calibration, a cleansing affirmation with a myriad application, an allowance, an acceptance, a wink and a smile, another day, another way, another shade of gray, another mile. An attitude projected of awareness and response, a deeply held devotion to the mental renaissance, a philosophy of dignity to spread throughout creation, a deluge of discovery, a deliberate salvation. In every step been trod upon throughout the earth traverse, the opposite of never better is assuredly always worse. It's never getting better than it is right now, sharing this moment, holding eternity, this infinitely wonder with me, marveling about what was, what is, and what is meant to be. But predicting what is next, it's anyone's guess what to make of this mess, so evict every narrative opaquely future tripping. Do me a favor, apply behavior that shows you are a gripping the invitation of true divine connection. It's down at the crossroads, you know, that poignant intersection, to get acquainted with the comings and goings of diversity. Learn the strength in vulnerable fragility and the ability to see differently. You don't get it back, says reality. No, you can't go back and you can't stand still. You had better know that never is when you have time to kill. Celebrate then the never better now. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. The lows are the highs And the highs are the joys and the sorrows and the laughing and the gnashing. Embracing this fullness, this never better bliss, mixed up and tangled and blended with splendidly messy and mangled, intimately intertwined, reminded always of change, the sunshine and the pain, this brokenness, this beautiful, unknowable mystery, this striving for all-out complete authenticity, this grief of loss and gratitude for scars, this whirling, twirling destiny of a future that may be ours with no guarantees. Between you and me, intuitively, the only guarantee is a chance at a never better now, whenever now may be. It's never getting better. It's never been better.
All right, so the obvious first question, man, is how does this poem relate to a business that you started? How does this manifest into something that have like money coming in the door, stickers, all that stuff? That's my first question personally, actually,
sure.
As I hear you do it.
Well, what I would say to that, first and foremost, is when we started the business, we knew that to be independent artists, putting our artwork out in the world was going to be a very steep uphill climb, a very tall order. And we knew that there were going to be times where we would feel really good about what we were doing, and there were going to be a lot of times where the challenges, you know, might feel pretty overwhelming. And the idea of never better, you know, in many ways goes to the idea that no matter where you are, you can recognize the importance of the moment, and what you do in that moment, your perception and your attitude about your circumstances ultimately is what makes a pretty big difference in the direction that you end up going. And so, yeah, I mean, part of the reason why Never Better was one of our first designs that I came up with, I actually drew the little winking Never Better face that I think a lot of people who are fans of what we do are familiar with. You know, it's a smiley face, but it has a wink, which to me always kind of insinuated there's something a little more going on than just face value. And I try not to interpret things for the people who view my artwork, you know, but that wink can take on a lot of different interpretations. Let's just say that.
So to me, like, I know that you say you don't like to interpret it, and that makes a lot of sense to me, because as I hear you say this poem and, like, you know, talk about the highs and the lows and things like that, that's stuff that everybody can basically relate to in some other way. So for me, it's always been kind of the idea that lessons don't really go away until you learn them. And for me personally, if I don't learn the lessons, then I start struggling a lot and bad stuff starts to happen to me that I perceive as bad, you know, when in reality, it's just the fact that I don't open my eyes and appreciate the highs and the lows and you know. So that's the way I've actually, you know, connected to this sticker design and the philosophy of Never Better. I actually just want to kind of like go into a line in the poem that stuck out to me here. It's the line that goes, "The opposite of never better is assuredly always worse." Now, what's your experience been with that? Like, because what I want to assume is that you want to be somewhere right in the middle. But, you know, that's just not always true in life. You know, you never really have a stability that lasts. And it could either go really good or really bad and in the course of a day even. So, you know, could you dive into that a little bit more?
Sure thing. What I would say about that is this. Human beings are emotional beings, like what you just touched on there. Even within the context of, let's say, one day, you can have emotional highs and lows. And, you know, most days aren't like that. They're not super overly emotional necessarily. But, you know, as relationships and circumstances evolve, these things happen. No one is immune from being overwhelmed by their emotions. And so for me, Never Better is actually an idea that has to do with perception and attitude. you know, a basic connotation of the idea never better has to do with, well, it's never been better. It's as good as it's going to get. It's never better here. And I take a little different view on that aspect of that specific phrase. And what I would say to it is this, right? Is that there is a great deal of importance, a great deal of life that lends to what do you do when it's hard? What do you do when you are challenged with the day in, day out aspects of life that aren't so great, that are technically not never better in the traditional connotation? And that's where we come to this idea of one of my mantras, which is the lows are the highs. So everybody knows that the highs are the highs, right? When you're on top of the mountaintop and you're feeling great, you're feeling awesome, nobody's going to dispute that those times are never better. And nobody's going to think twice about, you know, the memories of those beautiful times. However, there is an aspect that I would like to bring into the idea of never better, that the lows are the highs. And what I mean when I say that is that, at least in my personal experience, I've had a lot of times where I have, where it has been extremely difficult, extremely challenging. Relationships are breaking or broken. There are aspects of life that involve things like pain and suffering and death. You know, these aspects of life that are intimately intertwined with how life is, that are unavoidable, that are impactful, and that in those moments, when you're living through those moments, they are actually peak experiences in life. When you look back on them, as you go through other difficult times that you live through these times, that this is something you were able to learn and grow from. This is something you were able to manifest your best self through these times. You were able to actually come up with a perception and an attitude where you could recognize the value in the fullness of life, which includes these challenging times, these hard times. And what I'll say also is that, look, at for me, I've had these times recently. You know, I've had challenging times, and part of the reason why I wrote this poem is as a reminder to myself that I need to embrace difficulty and challenge as much as all of the peak high times in life, all of the great connecting beautiful times in life, which again are unequivocally never better. The other thing I would say about the lows or the highs is that they really reflect that, you know, they help you appreciate the highs or the highs kind of times better as well, right? When things aren't going well, you know, everybody can relate to having something not go the way they want it to. And then, so what do you do with that, right? Do you allow for a downward spiral where you just sink and don't recover? That doesn't, to me, seem like a solution that's ultimately a successful one, right? So the bigger ideas around never better have to do with embracing the fullness and recognizing the value in challenge, struggle, difficulty, as well as those times in life where we celebrate.
There's so much meat in that. It's just, you know, as a marketer, as someone who does this stuff for creatives and people like that, it's like a dream come true to have someone with that much breadth of emotion stacked into their business from the start, because I can't help but take it to the business end. And then of course the sales and marketing end, 'cause that's what I do. But, this podcast is not about making sales, and it's not about, you know, getting people across the finish line in terms of paying customers, man. You know, I tried to figure out what the best way for this podcast for the best way for it to go would be. And it's just been great to see it kind of move in the direction of explaining these sorts of topics. So yep, that's really what Never Better is all about.
Certainly. You know, I think that obviously what we try and do with the artwork of Root Concepts, you know, it definitely goes beyond making money. It has to do with putting ideas out into the world that can have a positive impact in people's lives. And people that, they say bumper sticker philosophy and they say bumper stickers and whatever, and that's okay, whatever. I really feel like, ultimately being able to connect in those kind of ways through this medium is an enriching thing to do. And so I still feel really good about it. I feel good about putting this idea, even this idea of Never Better, right, where somebody would look at the Never Better, a little wink and a smile, and not necessarily know, the depth that's behind it. And I guess that's part of the reason why we're doing this podcast, is just to be able to expand on those ideas, which is fantastic. But essentially, that is the impetus of what we do every day, is we help bring a little bit of depth to life through the artistic endeavors that we, try and accomplish or put out in the world every single day. So I definitely appreciate that, and I appreciate anybody who's able to take something from it.
Cool. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is actually throw this up. We're going to throw it up in a blog post, but also if you want to get this poem, see the video, or just kind of get a download a version of this podcast, you can go to neverbetter.com/neverbetter, and everything will be there. You can read the whole poem for yourself again. And yeah, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate your time. You got anything else to say before we sign off here today?
Yeah, let me just end with this. I know that a lot of people are listening. They see the times that we live in right now as very challenging and difficult times, in my mind, for pretty obvious reasons. And so may this idea be one that you can take with you and recognize that the work that we're all doing right now is important work, even though it feels, personally, it's kind of depressing, current events and things like that are going on. I mean, it's definitely a challenge to wake up in the morning and feel optimistic. But ultimately, I am an optimist. And, I watched this film just a couple nights ago. It's a film about James Baldwin called I Am Not Your Negro. And when I look at what he lived with and lived through, and a poignant part of the film, somebody asked him, "Are you an optimist?" And he says, "I'm forced to be an optimist because I'm alive." And, that's kind of the idea of Never Better as well. And, I can't relate to what James Baldwin's experience was growing up as a gay black man in the 60s, but I certainly can relate to the things that he had to say and want to, continue to, keep that thread going in our times today. And so anybody out there, I'm saying, who's struggling with waking up in the morning and looking at the news and wondering, what's going to happen, this is a Never Better moment here where your work matters, where your attitude and your perception of what you do going forward really does matter. And it's a lows are the highs kind of moment. And so it's one of those moments where we have to recognize that our contributions matter. And so make that contribution.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of what we're doing here at Root Concepts. If you were inspired by what you heard, click the link in the show notes and enter your information so we can send you more great messages like the one you just heard. Until next time, this is Jeff Daverman signing off. Thank you for listening. Peace.